Hello, friend. Welcome back to Learning English Through the Bible. This month, let's look at a symbol called caduceus. What is a caduceus? Basically, it is a pole with snakes curled around it. Today in the U.S., variations of the symbol are seen on ambulances, medical buildings, and medical uniforms. Why do physicians and hospitals use snakes as a symbol of medicine? You certainly want to ask. Doesn't a snake represent sin that leads to death? Does this symbol have a root in the Bible? In fact, the Bible has two passages directly on this subject, one in the Old Testament and one in the New Testament. Before we read those Bible passages, here is a little background on the history of Israel. About 4,000 years ago, the Israelites were slaves in Egypt, suffering under severe oppression. They called out to the Lord God. God remembered his covenant with the fathers of the Israelites, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and sent Moses to lead them out of Egypt into Canaan, where today's Israel is. This was the land God promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The land was so good that it was described as flowing with milk and honey. On their way to Canaan, the event involving the snakes happened. In the book of Numbers, chapter 21, verses 4 and 5, the Bible says, "They traveled from Mount Hor along the route to the Red Sea to go around Edom. But the people grew impatient on the way. They spoke against God and against Moses and said, 'Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the desert? There is no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food.'" Can you imagine the audacity and the arrogance it takes for mere men to speak against God in such a manner? Before God chose them and saved them, they were poor slaves in the land of Egypt. By wonders and miracles, the Lord God led them to freedom from bondage, led them out of Egypt, fed them, and protected them on their way for nearly 40 years. Now they despised God's provisions and accused God and his servant Moses of trying to harm them. What was God going to do with them? Let's read a few more verses. Verse 6. "Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, 'We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us.' So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, 'Make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live.' So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then, when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, he lived." What is happening now? Poisonous snakes bit the Israelites, and many of them died. The snake symbolizes sin throughout the Bible. Death awaited all the Israelites who were bitten by the snakes then, just as death and judgment are certainly there for all men who sin and come short of the glory of God. Suffering in unbearable pain and facing imminent death, the Israelites turned to Moses and confessed their sin against the Lord and begged Moses to pray for them. The Lord's answer to the prayer of Moses and the Israelites was not what they expected. We couldn't have possibly expected that either. A bronze snake lifted up on a pole. "Whoever looks at it shall live," the Israelites were told. Many of them believed it. They raised their eyes and looked at the snake on the pole, and instantly they became healed. However, many died in pain. Some laughed at the Lord's way of healing. What a foolish idea! How can a look at the bronze snake possibly help? I'll trust in herbs. But the herbs did not help them, and they died in their own efforts to save themselves. Some of them did not dare to believe it. My injury is severe. I have no hope now. Hopelessly, they did not bother to raise their eyes, and they also died. At this point, I'd like to read the second half of verse 9 again. Then, when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, he lived. We know that the Old Testament stories are shadows of the New Testament realities in Christ. In the story we have just read, God saved the Israelites from the snakes by the snake on the pole. What does that represent now? Let's read a passage from the New Testament. In John chapter 3, verses 12 to 15, Jesus said, I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, the Bible says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Jesus, the sinless Son of God, came to us as the Son of Man and carried away all the sins of yours and mine. He became sin for us. He was lifted up on a pole that is nailed on the cross and paid the ultimate price of sin so that man does not have to die. Indeed, Jesus died on the cross and was buried and was raised up on the third day. Do you believe in this? Do you believe in this? Are you willing to raise your eyes and see Jesus? I pray that you do, and therefore receive eternal life. Dear friend, Jesus loves you and me. He is coming back to take home all who believe and have God's eternal life, and to judge and destroy the sinful world. I look forward to that day. And I look forward to seeing you there in the eternal home of God, our Heavenly Father. May the loving Lord be with you and bless you. Bye-bye.